Boker Tov world. Today's daf is for the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. That's where we've got all these wonderful people here this morning. And one of them seems to be on his way down. I don't know. But usually the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, they're full of enthusiasm. All right. We're holding on Lamed Hey Amad Beis. At the bottom, Amrav Shmuel Bar Bidri Amarav. When do you make a bracha on your tefillin? Tefillin me'en batay b'varech aleim. So what point in the hanacha tefillin do you make a bracha? Misha'at hanacha. Now it seems to be saying from the time that you put them on, which means after the time that you put them on, which is, whoa, that doesn't make any sense. Any ve'omer of Yiram Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvot kulam mevarech aleihem over la'asiyatan. You have to make your bracha right before you do the mitzvah, but not after. You're saying misha'at anachatam, after you put them on. That makes no sense at all. So what must it mean? By the way, the word over, as the Gemara, we've had this many, many times, over la'asiyatan, the Gemara asks, how do we know the lashon of over means before? And we bring a raya from Vayavor HaTakushi. So many of the other times that we've had this, we've brought that. Why do we use the lashon of over instead of lifnei asiyatan? Because over means like you're in the process of passing, like you're in the highway, and you know you're telling your wife, wait a second, I'm just passing this truck. Now that doesn't mean that like you're three blocks away. It means you've already pulled up to his left. You're already in the act of passing. That's what it means over here. Immediately before. And therefore, when we say over here, says Abaye Verov, the Amar Tarvaya, what it means is that after you set the tefillin on your arm, or if you're only putting on a tefillin shalrosh, in rare cases where either your arm isn't well or you don't have the tefillin shayat, then it means from the time that you set it on your hand or set it on your head before you tie it. Now, of course, what we do, they used to tie their tefillin. What we do is we tie our tefillin in advance, but we pull it tight on the yad so that the kshira then works, and we pull it down on our head so that the kshira on the head works. And that's what he means. Put it loosely on your arm, make the bracha, and then tighten it, or then if your minhag, as it was then, was actually tied, and then tight. So at misha'at anacha, ve'ad sha'at ktsira. Omer of Chista, if you spoke between putting on one tefillin, so you had made the bracha, which we're going to talk about what the brachas are, you made the first bracha of l'hadiach tefillin, and then you spoke before you put on your tefillin shalrosh. So then you're going to have to make another bracha, chozer u'mevarech, because even though normally the bracha that you make of lahaniach tefillin is meant to apply to both tefillin, if you speak, you're going to have to make a separate bracha on the bracha of the shalrosh. Now this is, I'm sure our Joburg friends and all these Litvisher are looking at, wahoo, whoa, what are you talking about? You always make a bracha on your head tefillin. Oh, I don't understand this Gemara. Well, welcome to the real world, gentlemen. Anyway, I'm sure all of you are aware of the different minhagim. And basically, Rashi here and the Rambam and the Riv, they all take the Gemara kipshutai. It means you normally do not make a bracha on your shalrosh. You only make a bracha on the shalrosh if you spoke between the two, or if all you have is a shalrosh, possibly. We'll see, that's a machlokas. The other minhag is that you always make a, this is here again, Rabbeinu Tam, that argues with Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you always make a bracha of lahaniach on your shoyad and al mitzvot on your shorosh. What the Gemara is saying is that if you spoke between the shoyad and the shorosh, then you're going to have to make two brachot on the shorosh because you lost the bracha of lahaniach. You'll have to make lahaniach again and then say your bracha. So basically, everybody's made that. Obviously, you start off with your shayad and you make the brocha lahaniach tefillin. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, that's it. You don't make any other brocha. And the only thing is that according to Rashi, you will make another brocha if you were mafsik. Then you'll have to make another brocha. Now, the kash on Rashi is from the lashon of chozer u'mevarech. Chozer u'mevarech is mashmei, you make the same bracha, which is what the Rabbeinu Tam says. You say the same bracha again, meaning you have to repeat the lahaniach and add to it the second bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. But you'd always be making the al mitzvah tefillin, even if you weren't sach. Furthermore, I mean, another element of this machlokus would be, is let's say that you only had your shal rosh. So what would you do? According to Rashi, you'd still say lahaniach tefillin, which is the first bracha that's made without a hefsek. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even on the shal rosh alone, just like if you made avsaka, so too if you didn't make avsaka, but you didn't ever make the bracha on the shal yad, you would be making those two brachot on just your shal rosh. Okay, so the question about how exactly to understand the depths of the machlokas and how far does it go, and is it a shaila of whether it's all considered to be mitzvah achas or shtei mitzvahs, we'll talk about that sugya as we go along. Continues the Gemara. Omer Chista, so we see from here that dafka sach ben tefillin de tefillin, which means sach in, only if you spoke and made a hefsek. Then you make, again, according to Rashi, then you make that second bracha. Lo sach lo. And if you didn't, then you don't have to make that second bracha, according to Rashi. Sach in, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Lo sach lo, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you spoke, you have to make two brachas. But if, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you didn't speak, you only have to make one bracha. Is that true, though? Vashalach repchia bereide revuna mishmeide de Rabbi Yochanan. Al tvila shel yad omer baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. Al tefillin shel rosh omer asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mitzvat tefillin. So apparently, you always, again, according to Rashi, the question is, apparently, you always make that bracha, which is the simple mashma'ut of the Gemara. So, l'chora, this is works out much easier according to Rashi. So Abaye v'Rav Amar Tavayu, lo sach mevarech achat, sach mevarech shtayim, and that's what he was talking about when it said the bracha of two brachas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means sach mevarech shtayim just on the tefillah shel rosh. Tana, sach bein tefillah letefillah, somebody who's mafsik and has to, because of that, make the bracha that otherwise he wouldn't have had to make. Again, according to Rashi, he was gorim the second bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he was gorim the repetition on the first bracha. So that's an avera yibiyado. This is considered to be an avera. And remember when it says that the Kohen HaMashiach b'milchamah. So he says to everybody, mi ha'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav. So one of the inyanim of mi ha'ish ha'yorei is ha'yorei me'averot shibiyado. He's afraid that he doesn't have the schus to be able to do the milchama. So such a person is chozer me'erchei milchama. This is an avera. You think an avera means, I don't know, he held up a grocery store. No, no, an avera means he made a comment between his bracha of the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. And because that, it was gerim that he needed to make an extra bracha. That was a bracha shena tzricha. And therefore, he is considered to be, unless he does teshuva and so on, but like this, it's an avera that he would go back. Of course, the Mefarshim explained that an avera that's nogea tefillin is a very chomer avera for the milchama, because, I mean, the whole inyan of tefillin is that you have Shem Hashem Nikrei Lecha, and you have the tefillah shel yad, which enables you to go punch him out with your hands. So it's especially nogea milchama. So you would go back, miorchi milchama. Tana. Kishumei niach. So first, what's the seder? When you're putting on your tefillin, you first put in your tefillin shel yad, and then you put in achar kach meniach shel rosh. When you're taking off your tefillin, you take off first your tefillin shel rosh, and then you take off your tefillin shel yad. Says the Gemara, I don't quite understand. First part I understand. Bishlama kishum meniach, meniach shel yad, v'achar kach meniach shel rosh. Look, it's pretty clear from the pasuk. If you're putting on your tefillin, the Torah, after all, said it that way, that first take care of your hand. It says, Tichtiv, ukshartam la'ot al yadecha. Okay, and only then, so obviously, that is a halacha that's borrowed to me. But why, when you take them off. Like, I don't understand that. Why do you take off the Rosh first and then the Yat first? What's the Makor for that? Omar Rabbah, well, Ravuna explained it to me. Little bit of Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Ravuna or Ravamnuna, but anyway, we'll stick with our Girsa. So Ravuna explained it to me that Omar Krav, Ayula Totafot, Bein Einecha. What's this Vehayu, Letotafot, Bein Einecha? It said, Vehayu Adivarima Eile, Asher Anochim Etzavricha Hayom Al Lelapecha, and that would be the hayu that you need. All you have to do is to just continue on to say that the hayu advarim ha'ele, not only alevavecha, but also kshartam la'ot al yadecha. What's this additional the hayu l'totafot bin inecha? So there's two vayus over here. That second vayu means let them remain there. Because remember, all of those words, existential words, are in that status. So that means they should be b'nei necha while kol zman. As long as vayu l'totafot b'nei necha, then should be vayu l'shin rabin. So that means both of them, both the tefillah, instead of referring to the vayu ha-devorim, these are referring to the vayu, the tefillah that we just mentioned, which are alev avecha, the hayu, those two tefillah, this one and the bein einecha, should be there if they are bein einecha. So don't wear just one tefillah bein einecha. That's what it's saying. Yiyushtayim. Tana Rabbanan. Tefillin me'ematay mevorech alayim. So now the question is, what time in the day does somebody make a bracha on tefillin? Mi sha'at hanachatam. He puts them on from the normal time. When does he make the bracha? He makes the bracha from the time that he's able to normally be chayev to put on his tefillin. Now, what is that shir? So normally, the shir of the putting tefillin on, time of putting tefillin on is that the Gemara Brachas comes out that when you can see your friend at a distance of arba amos v'yakireyo, from 4 amos away, there's enough light in the sky that you will recognize chaveret. So the case over here is clearly talking about where you had your tefillin on from before. Why would you have your tefillin on from before? So we're going to see that this is a complex union that we're getting into right now. First of all, we're going to see that there's ultimately a machlokas whether there's a mitzvah tefillin at night at all, or whether the vishamarta achuka hazot miyamim yamima is a din that you can only put tefillin on in the day. You're not even allowed to put on the tefillin at night because it's vishamarta achuka, and therefore shamarta is a lashon shmira that it's usher to do it any other way. So that is one machlokas. Then there's an additional machlokas. If you hold that the mitzvah is only in the day, and you hold that it's an iser to put it on at night, then there's another question. If you put your tefillin on not in order to wear your tefillin, but in order to be shomer your tefillin, you don't want to carry them in your hand, you want them to be safe. You're afraid they'll drop or someone will take them. So then there's another machlokas, whether you can actually wear them without having in mind that you're wearing them as tefillin. You're going to wear them in order to be shaber them. Then there's a sub-machlokas about whether there's a mitzvah tefillin balayla, as to whether you're mechuyev to take them off the moment the night comes, or whether it just means you're not allowed to put them on when the night comes. So between those three shitas, we're going to have to understand the sugya. So let's assume right now that it's talking about that someone was wearing his tefillin at night because he put them on in order to be shomer them. And as we said, shmira, that's okay. So the tefillin, if he had them on before, he only makes the bracha misha'ata nachatam from the time that he can see his friend. So what do we mean, ketzat? So let's say he was mashkim, let's say for there. He wants to go for a trip. He doesn't want to carry his tefillin, stop on the way, and then put them on. He's afraid that if he's carrying his tefillin, they might drop out of his backpack or whatever. So he could put them on right away. Now, when it says right away, that is a machlokas. According to Rashi here, It means literally it doesn't matter when it is. Even if he's in the middle of the night, he'd be mutter to put his tefillin on if it's not for the purpose of being yaitz in the mitzvah. And he's just putting them on for the purpose of shmirah. Now, other Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they hold that the shitas that we're about to talk over here, all of whom agree that Laila's lavzman tefillin, would agree that it's usur to put on your tefillin at night. And when we're talking about here that you can put them on early, it means earlier than the shir of Mishiyakir et Chavero from Arba Amos. But it doesn't mean in the middle of the night. It means that you could put them on from Alois HaShachar, because that's not night, that's daytime. Even though the shir of the Chiev is only from the time, as we learned out in the Gemara and Brachas, is only a later time. But that's okay. There's no Isser to put them on. So there'll be two ways of learning this. Mashkin means you got up early in the morning, but it's already morning. Or Mashkin would mean you got up in the middle of the night, which is the way Rashi learns. You're allowed to put them on. So this would mean either you're allowed to put them on lifnezmano because it's nighttime, or you're allowed to put them on in lifnezmano because it's daytime and not yet time to make the bracha on your tefillin. And then when the time to make the bracha arrives, kishiyagia zmanam, so then you mashmesh b'ham, you should put your hand on your tefillin and feel them, and at that point, you should be mevarach aleihem then. And how long are you allowed to wear your tefillin on? So then we're not talking about how long in the time are you allowed to put on your tefillin, and how long can you leave them on? The ad matay menichan, this is not ad matay, is the mitzvah lahanichan. Nobody holds that you can actually put them on anytime after shkia. You can wear your tefillin only ad shetishka hachaba. Tanakama says, the moment that it's after shkia, then you have to take your tefillin off, so you should not be even wearing your tefillin at night. That's the point. Rashi Einkein, Rabbi Yaakov says, no, if you were already wearing your tefillin, I certainly can't put on tefillin, but if you were already wearing your tefillin, then you can leave them on longer than that, because be'etzem, there's no iser in leaving them on, but we're worried that you'll fall asleep in them. So if you fall asleep with your tefillin, then you're not going to be able to be shomer your tefillin properly, because people are not in control of their body functions at night. He makes pass gas in the middle of the night, which is usur, while he's wearing tefillin. Therefore, because we're afraid you'll fall asleep, so you can only keep them on and not have to remove them as long as there's stuff going on outside. So you got cars driving by. So as long as people are driving by, making noise in the marketplace, you're not going to fall asleep, as you all know, even if you want to. And therefore, your tefillin are okay to stay on until then. And the Chachamim say, you can even leave them on until you're ready to go to sleep. Actually, machlokas, I don't understand the chachamim, doesn't mean until you're ready to go to sleep, but it doesn't mean until the time that people generally go to sleep. But in any event, so we've got three shittas. Tanakama says, even to leave your tefillin on, you can't leave them on after shkia. Rabbi Yaakov says, if you're wearing them, you can leave them on, but you can only leave them on while it's still, there's activity going on outside. And the Chachomim say you can leave them on until it's time for bed. Modim Chachomim for Rabbi Yaakov. Now, the Chachomim and Rabbi Yaakov are moda to the Tanakama. She'im chalat san. I don't care why you took them off. I mean, you just took them off to go to the bathroom, you know? But if you took them off, let's say to Beit HaKisei, or let's say to Likanes to Beit HaMerchatz, and by the time you get out, it's already after shkia, nobody holds you're allowed to put them on again. And it's actually an iser to put them on. The chumra of the iser, so we're going to see later on, is it considered to be a violation of a mitzvah asay? Is it considered to be a violation of a lav? But it's definitely usur to put them on. So now we're talking about, we've got three different times, the zman that you can put them on, according to Rashi, to be shomer them. Even according to these shittas who hold that it's usur, even according to the Tanakama, or we've got the three-way machlokas, how long you can leave them on if you're already wearing them, That's what we've seen so far. And then we have the other Shitais who learned this Gemara is referring to a case where he got up early when it says Hishkim. That Gemara of Hishkim means only Hishkim before this man of the Bracha. Doesn't mean Hishkim be'erev. So that means even for Shmira would be Aser. That's what we've seen so far. We're going to be meeting some more Shitot as we go along. Om Reb Nachman, the Halacha is like Reb Nachman, and I'll show you, said Reb Chista.
Like Rabbi Yaakov.
Sorry? What did I say? Whatever I said. The halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov, and says Reb Nachman, I'll prove it to you. The halacha l'maisa, man. Reb Chista and Rabbi Baravuna actually used to daven Mairiv with their tefillin on. How could they daven Mairiv with their tefillin on? Because they were wearing their tefillin before, they weren't mechuyev to take them off, which is what Rabbi Yaakov was saying. That if you were wearing them from before, I mean, the truth is, of course, the Chachamim also say that, but he's not interested. He's interested in proving kineged the das Tanakama. And so I hold it that's because the shita of Reb Nachman, which is of Rabbi Yaakov, which is the as long as there's noise outside, and there's shetichala regel min ashuk. Some say, Ikari Amri, that actually Reb Nachman had said just the opposite, that Ein Halachic Rabbi Yaakov, you cannot keep wearing your tefillin. And according to this, it would be pasking like the Tanakhama that you have to take them off at Shkiah. And of course, the Gemara asks, how is that possible if we know that Reb Chista and Rabbi Baravuna used to daven Ma'ariv wearing their tefillin? And there's certainly that would be in the nighttime. Well, Ein Achinami, that's true. Ahu Pliga. Rav Chista and Rabbi Baravuna definitely are not going according to Ravuna, according to Rav Nachman. Wait, I'm very confused. Rabbi Baravuna? You say Rabbi Baravuna used to wear his tefillin for Ma'ariv, but Rabbi Baravuna was the one who said that if you're not even sure, Safek Chashecha, Safek Lo Chashecha, if you're not even sure if it's daytime, so if it's a suffix, you don't have to take off your tefillin, but you certainly cannot put them on if you took them off. But doesn't that imply that if it's definitely night, Havadai Chashecha, that you have to take off your tefillin? And you're telling me he used to daven Ma'ariv while he was wearing his tefillin? I mean, he undoubtedly daven Ma'ariv when it was Vadai Chashecha, it would be Zman Kriyat Shema and so on. No, that was talking about Erev Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the normal Zman. He was talking about the time. It's now afternoon, close to Shabbos. You're not sure whether it's already Shkia. So he was saying, okay, on Shabbos for sure, I would hold you can't wear your tefillin on Shabbos. So, but on a normal night, he would have held that you can leave them on. Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't make any sense. I mean, those two halachas are very interrelated, my dear friend. If you hold that you can wear tefillin at night. So then in other words, you hold that Lila is man tefillin. So then if Lila is man tefillin, then it's tied also to the Din of Shabbos, as I'm going to show you. Then Shabbos would also be called Zman Tefillin. There wouldn't be any nafkamina between the two. If he holds that Shabbat is Lav Zman Tefillin, so then it would also be true that Lila is Lav Zman Tefillin, because the pasuk is the same pasuk that we learned them both. If you don't have to take your tefillin off at night, then you shouldn't have to take them off on Shabbos night. And if you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos night, then you're not allowed to wear them on any night, because here's the raya. It's exactly the same drasha of the pasuk that tells us that you can't wear the tefillin on Shabbos, you can't wear the tefillin at night. The Tanya. So what's this lashon of a shmira? You shall be shomer. Remember, shomer, we're going to see, is normally, we say, any time that it says, he shomer, or pen, or al, all of those, we have that klal, or lo tasa, which we're about to discuss in a moment. But it says, be very careful with this chok, and keep it miyamim yamima, from day to day, which means that the moed of it is only miyamim. So yamim velo leilot, and miyamim, don't think it's all days. Oh, no, only some days. What days not? Prat l'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's not the time for your tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this whole pasuk of Vishamarta Tachukazot, will you read it carefully? It's not even referring to tefillin. It's referring back to the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Korban Pesach. So after telling you the dinim of the Korban Pesach, so the Torah adds the din of tefillin, of the Yukshartem, and so on. But when it says Rishamatata Chukazot, that chok is a reference to the din of bringing your Korban Pesach for every year, miyamim, yamima. It doesn't mean every day. It means like a yomim often means a year. So it's miyamim, yamima, bring your Korban Pesach. It doesn't say anything about needing to wear your tefillin only in that daytime. Anyway, but Lamaisa, whatever shita you hold, whether you hold of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili or whether you hold of Rabbi Akiva, the din is precisely the same for Shabbos and for Laila. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no miut at all, not for Shabbos and not for Laila. And according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it's the same miut of Yamim and Miyamim that is miut both of them. So how exactly did Rabbi Baravuna hold? I don't get it. Well, he actually holds that there's two different limudim. There's a limud that tells me that you cannot wear your tefillin on Shabbat. And there's this limud he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that v'shamart atachukah is a reference to the Korban Pesach, and there's no iser. So that's legabe yomim in terms of day and not night. He says there ain't no such thing. The yomim over here means every year to bring your Korban Pesach. So nafkele mi'echa de nafkele the Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Akiva, who said that it's not referring to the tefillin, Rabbi Akiva still has a different pasuk that tells him not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that is exactly why Rabbi Baravuna learns. Nighttime is fine for tefillin, but yocho yeniach adam tefillin b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, says Rabbi Akiva. Talmud lomar, v'ahaya la'ot al yadcha, utotafot bein einecha. So you should wear it on your hands and between your eyes. For what purpose? As an oath. Ah. So in other words, when do you wear your tefillin? When you need to be wearing an oath of some kind. So mishetzrichim oath. If you're walking around without that oath on you, that's bad news. But Yotzer Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov is an oath. Oti, it says, b'ni levein b'nei Yisrael, oti li'olam. So that oath is true about the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore you don't need to put on another oath. So therefore, when Rabbi Baravuna said, take it off, when you have a suffix, he was referring to Friday night. Ah, he holds at night, you wear them, and he used to wear them on Ma'ariv. Yes, but not on Shabbos, because over here we have the other pasuk of Rabbi Akiva of Oti. Amar Rabbi Elazar, if you darshan a pasuk of Yishomer, then over here it says, V'shomarta tachuka zot miyamim yamima, if it's referring to tefillin, then that means that if you don't keep the halacha properly, namely, you don't do it miyamim yamima and you put them on at night, then you're going to be over on an aseh. Because over here the Torah says the only way to keep this mitzvah is to wear it in the daytime, not at nighttime. And Rabbi Yochanan says, forget about an aseh. You're even over on a lota aseh. So wait a minute. It says over here v'shamarta. Doesn't v'shamarta mean by definition a lota aseh? Could it be that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about that famous halacha of Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi La? Maybe the Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi La, kol makom sheneamar, a lashon of either yishamer or a lashon of pen or a lashon of al, those are lashonas of a lota aseh midiraita. And since over here it says v'shamarta, it ought to be a lota aseh. So why is Rabbi Elazar saying it's only over ba'aseh? Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Avin, And he holds, therefore, that it's a lotasa. And apparently Rabbi Lazar mar letoy the Rebbe, which is fascinating. We never knew that that was a machlokas. Nah, it's not a machlokas. Kulei alma itlu the Rebbe number bilah. Certainly everybody got hold of that. But here there's a sub-machlokas. Rabbi Lazar holds that even though the lashon of Ishamer pen va'al is a lashon of lotasa, it's contextual. And therefore, if it says Ishamer on a lashon of a lav, on something you're not supposed to do, then the Ishamer, don't do something, is indeed a lotasa miniraisa. But Ishamer of an asay is an asay. So over here it's saying, make sure you keep this by putting on your tefillin be a memes. You say, okay, but that's mashma, only me a meme, not at night. Yeah, it's mashma. But the context in the pasuk of the Ishamer is that it's associated with asiyah, not with lot asiyah, right? And therefore, in such a context, the Ishamer means an iser. But what kind of iser is it? It's an iser asay, not an iser lav, because a lav haba michlal asay is an asay. And therefore, over here, it's only an assay. If it would have said it in the context of not doing it, fine. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, even Ishamer in the context of Asiya, Rabbi Ovin is saying, is a lotasa. That's the machlokas. Now, here's where we get to the shaila that we began with. According to Rashi, that the sheet of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim, even the Tanakama was made that if you put them on in the middle of the night, that it's okay because you put them on, if you put them on, in order to take care of them. So the Omar Rabbi Elazar, you should know that if you're putting your tefillin on at night in order to be shomram, then that's not considered to be over on the mitzvah of the tefillin. Here it's just, this is the way that you're being shomer your tefillin. The Omar Ravina, I was once learning by Ravashi, and it was nighttime, and he put on his tefillin. I was shocked, so I said to him, is it that you're putting it on because l'shomran, you're going to be going out, and you want to wear them in order to take good care of them? And he said, sure, Ian. But I saw that that wasn't really true, and I could tell that he was just saying, yeah, right. V'chazite l'dayte. So I understood that he was not really putting them on in order to be shomran, which means that he held that Laila is Zman Tefillin. But he also held that it's a halacha, ve'in morin kein, that even though the halacha is that Laila is Zman Tefillin, he didn't want that it should get around. Because then people would start being makil to wear their tefillin at night, and then we'd have people falling asleep in their tefillin all the time. And so in order that it shouldn't be publicized, and only those people who are extra special shomer on their tefillin, not to fall asleep in them, fine. They can be nayag that way. But he didn't want for me to, he understood that I understood it from him, but he was making clear to me that he wouldn't say it with his mouth that that's the correct halacha. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, another halacha that Rabba Bar Avuna pointed out, is that this is not just a question of like falling asleep. It's even a question of doing a ritchie. And Chayev Adam lemashmesh betfilin b'chol shah. You can't even dream away. You have to be paying full attention to your tefillin. And you should actually, every time you think of that tefillin, you should put your hands on your tefillin, feel your tefillin. And Chayev Adam lemashmesh betfilin b'chol shah. That way you will be more aware of them. How do I say that? Because it's a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. Consider this. The tzitz, b'sach hakol, had one shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. So it was Kadesh La Hashem, and it had the shem Yudke Vavke that was actually on the tzitz. Now, it only has one shem, so make a kal v'chomer for yourself. Uma tzitz shein bo ela askara achat. There's only one shame on the tzitz, and nonetheless, what did the Torah say? V'haya al mitzcho tamid. It should always be on his mitzach, on his forehead. Now, look, we know that it's supposed to be al mitzcho. I mean, that it says beferish, because it said, V'hayah mitzvah Aharon. So I have to repeat V'hayah mitzvot tamid. So therefore, the V'hayah mitzvot tamid is coming to add that it should be on his brain, so to speak. He should be aware of it. Not just it should be there, but it should be something that he's carrying with him consciously there. And that means, shelo tasiach da'ato mimeno, he should not be mesiach das from his tefillin. And he should be well aware at all times I'm carrying the Shem Hashem on my head. The tefillin, sheyesh behem azkarot harbeh. Take a look, we've got 21 different Shemites that are mentioned in the tefillin. Alachat kama v'kama, imagine how makbid you have to be on being aware of your tefillin, which means you should be mamash mishmayim, the same way that the Kohen Gadol is aware of his tzitz. So now the question is this a real Kal V'Chomer? Tosfos says that this is not a real Kal V'Chomer, because the shame of tefillin is not begoloid, it's covered over with the bayit, and the shame on the tzitz is an open shame, which is much, much more mechai of you to treat it with the full conscious respect of the shame. And therefore, it's like an esmachta derabbanan, that the rabbanan wanted you to be very makbid, and therefore they put it together. But the Rambam's lashon is unbelievable. The Rambam mamish says the kedusha of the tefillin is higher than the kedusha of the tzitz. I mean, let's say chayev adam. Here's the lashon of the Rambam: chayev adam lemashmesh bitfilav kol zman shehem alav. Person has to be touching those tefillin shelo yasiach baitamim afilu rega echad. You can't forget that you're wearing tefillin even for 1 minute. And here's his lashon. Shekedushatan gedola mikedushat tzitz. Is this beferish? It's a higher level of the kedusha than the tzitz, because that tzitz ain't bo el Hashem echad, ve'elu yesh bem echad ve'esrim shema shel yutke b'shal rosh v'kamoyim b'shal yad. So how can you be mekel? This brilliant Zoom, I give up. So Mamela, it's for real, says the Rambam. It's Mamash Machayev. Kedushatam Gedolah Mishal Tzitz. It's an amazing thing to say. Wow. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Now, so far we haven't discussed where you put your tefillin. We discussed the general idea of the Totefet, but what's this Yadicha? I mean, does that mean your right hand or your left hand? So Tana Rabbana, Lo'ot Ayadicha. That's a reference to your left arm. Huh? A palmer small? Why is that? Maybe it's a reference to your right arm. Talmud Lomar, take a look at the way right and arm are put together in so many places. So we've got the pasuk that says, Af yadi yasta aretz, v'yimini tipcha shamayim. So that means that the yad is not the yamin. It's the yamini that was tipcha aretz, and the yadi must be a reference to yad smol. That's one raya. We've got another raya. It says over here in the Shiras Devara about Yael, yada liyate tishlachna v'yimina la halmut amelim. So she stretched her arm, which you'd think would mean yamin, and then she took her right arm to take the hammer. So she took the yated of the oil, the peg, to knock through Sisera's forehead, and her right arm was the one that got the hammer. So obviously the yada that she took the yated with was a yated with her left. And again, yad is the left, and yimina is the right. Or we've got the pasuk, Loma tashiv yadecha v'yaminecha mikerev chekecha chale. So loma tashiv yadecha is your hand. And why is your yamin, this is David HaMelech asking, b'tfilah, why is your yamin still in your inside pocket? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it out and fight the enemies. But anyway, so again we see the lashon of yad is not yamin, dafka. And we have two separate words, one for yamin and one for yad. That seems to make it very clear. However, we will see tomorrow. I don't want to start this because this goes on for quite some ways, the discussion of whether this is really a good raya or not. So far, we've got ourselves three psukim that seem to make it clear that yamin is separate from yad. And wherever we find yad, it's always where in the context of both yadayim, for sure, the yamin is not the yad. The yad must be the yad smot.